Let's focus our attention on all the things we have to be grateful for. Everything that we have to be thankful for. Thankful to Gaia, our beautiful planet, who gives us everything we need. Everything we could possibly need comes from Gaia. So let's spend just that little time contemplating how thankful we are for Gaia. Thank you, Gaia, for giving us everything we could possibly need. And let us also thank our family and friends. And in fact, every person that has come into our life, just visualize them now standing in one big room, because whether they're your enemies or betrayed you or ones that you love, in this moment they are all standing in a room as part of a thank you for the role we each play in each other's lives to move through lessons. And with our free choice, we learn even more about ourselves and our loving Creator. So thank you to our family and friends and our brothers and sisters on the planet. And connecting us through our souls, we have our guides and angels who are always there, 24/7, ready to help guide us, giving us spiritual intervention. All we have to do is ask, give permission. So let us collectively say thank you to our beautiful guides. Thank you to our beautiful angels that are always there. And we also thank our beautiful Kryon, our beautiful Creator, all part of that same loving energy, for loving us, for knowing us so well. So thank you. Thank you, Kryon. Thank you, Kryon, for being here. Thank you, Kryon, for delivering these profound messages as we experience the most amazing shift on the planet. Our beautiful Gaia, our beautiful family, our beautiful friends, our guides, our angels, and the Creator and Kryon, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is the fourth channeling of four in the series we started 4 weeks ago called The Odd Attributes of Awareness. And why would they be odd? Well, by now you know some of the ones we have given you. And they might not have been commensurate with what you felt awareness would bring. Now, for those of you who have not viewed or heard the other three, let me give you a summary. Awareness is what we call the human being who is awakened to a larger truth. The larger truth that we speak of is similar to that which is a consciousness that is perhaps in a box and thinks it is complete. It's the intellectual who believes that they can think about anything, but they can't. There seems to be a box of belief around almost all humanity that has been there for centuries, and it continues to be the same kinds of beliefs. Technology will increase, inventions will come about, and the society may shift and change and use the technology, but the box of consciousness seems to remain the same. When we arrived on this planet, my partner began channeling the first thing we told you, is what you expected to have happen in the years of 2000 and beyond was not going to. We told you there would be no World War III. We told you that those who accepted that which was Scripture, that said there would be something remarkable that would happen, an ascension and many kinds of things, would not be the way it would be. Many people were frightened of the years 2000 and beyond, and we told you. And we said something remarkable might occur. And when we started in 1989, there was still the potential, because humanity can do what it wishes, that you might destroy yourselves. But you did not. In fact, the opposite took place, and you sailed right through the year 2000 that everybody was so remarkably afraid of. And then you started looking at what the ancients had said about what was coming in 2012. Some kind of remarkable shift. And it was all about consciousness. And it was all because of the planet's rotation and wobble and position in its place in the stars. What the planet would then create was this precession of equinoxes, and something would happen to consciousness. And that was the ancient prophecy. That's the summary. And in the last 3 weeks, we've given you some odd attributes that come with awareness. Here's what I want to tell you. That box that you have been stuck in, if you want to say, of consciousness, it's starting to crack. It's almost like those in a dark room have suddenly seen a door and there's light behind it. Now, if you see that and you're in a dark room, there's two reactions. You're either going to be afraid of it, and many are, or you're going to go right to it. You're going to open it and see what is there. And those who awaken and ask what the light is about that they never saw before are becoming more aware. And we are calling that awareness. Now you know. So what is that awareness and what is that light? That is that which we have talked about in the circle of 12 now for a year. Dear ones, what I want to give you is this. There are some odd attributes that we have given you, and we're going to give you more. And then we're going to reveal a little bit more about why they are occurring in such an odd way, because you wouldn't expect them to. Awareness usually is an awakening to spiritual truth, and you see the angels, and you understand this and that has nothing to do with that. It has to do with you. And we've given you those things. The things you're connected to start to unconnect, if you've noticed. That's the best way we can say. Now, in the first channeling and the first attribute, we told you one thing, and now we're going to give you the opposite of it. We told you in the first one that you begin to have patience with things you never were patient with before. Now we're going to give you the opposite. Things are going to drive you crazy that were always fine before. Some of you are starting to see it. How many of you are starting to react in an odd way to things that were always just fine, that you've had years of experience with? You go to dinner with family, and there's a whole lot of complaining, and you're wincing. Every time you hear the complaint, and you're starting to realize something is wrong, this isn't right. That is an awakening to a higher consciousness that starts to see what's happening with people's programs. In other words, the subconscious comes out and comes out and comes out, and you're aware of that suddenly, and it doesn't sit right with you. Jokes, perhaps, that are told at the expense of others. And you always laughed. You always thought that was great. Now you're wincing at them and going, something's not right. It's not accurate. There are other odd things that might happen. Interests start changing. What are you like attached to that is of interest to you and your hobbies? And they start to move. Some of you who have been invested in things that like sports or whatever forever suddenly start to move off the peg. In fact, those who are still involved in those things will look at you and say, what happened to you when you started being interested in birds? Somebody here had to hear that. And it's true. There is some kind of an attachment, perhaps, to the planet. Animals. You start to awaken to a different idea of what animals are here for. Dear ones, this is a radical change in who you are. Anybody noticed? These are the things that we talk about that are odd attributes of awakening. And you might say, well, they have nothing to do with my spirituality. And here's where I'm going to tell you they have everything to do with your spirituality. And you're going to be now told in just a moment why. What is it that creates such unusually different awakening experience that you ever thought would take place? Here's a big one. Some of you are feeling that you no longer belong in your culture. How about that one? Wherever you were born, proud of your culture, you know it so well, that's you. And suddenly, some of you are looking around going, I don't feel like I belong here. Not that there's another culture that you'd rather be in. It's just that you're not feeling comfortably tight like you were before in your own. That's a big one. There are so many who are experiencing this that they're even thinking perhaps they're going crazy. That the things that they loved before, they're not loving now. The things that were acceptable before are not acceptable now. And of course, and we've mentioned this often, it causes problems at home. Because now your spouse or your significant other may look at you and say, who are you? Sometimes they will love the change, and sometimes they won't. It depends upon their path, dear ones, and we've spoken of that before. Here's the revelation. Some may understand this, some may not. You would think an awakening would bring you visions of angelic beings. You'd think awakening would bring you more truths of God than you'd ever seen before. You'd think that awakening would reveal things that are more spirituality centered, if you want to call it that. And this is not. None of these are. But they are. What if that door, that light, when you get out of that box, what if you're starting to see and reveal something else? You see, a large awakening is going to give you a bigger picture. And this is the reason, dear ones. Your soul is immense. Your soul is bigger than you know. In the circle of 12, we take you there and we tell you that. But did you really expect this? Whereas before you never would have even thought of your Akashic record or all the lives you've been being significant to your current life, you can't help it now, because when the light turns on, you begin to sense them all. Not in a confusing way, dear ones, but in a grand way, because you start picking and choosing in some subconscious way through your Akash who it is you have been, who perhaps surpasses who you think you are now. You start to receive some of the healings that you had in the past lives that you were wanting to have now through a consciousness which you believe now can create them. It is a crack of light that starts to show you everything, and you become a little bit more of the master that you are. The masters knew it all. They saw it. They counted on the fact that they were reincarnate masters of something else. And now it begins with you. That's the revelation of why such odd things would occur. Why are you wondering why you don't belong in your culture? Because your Akash has another culture. Perhaps it's not one you could recreate today, but it's enough for you to remember and ask yourself, do I belong here? And the answer is, oh, yes. But that is one of the attributes of awakening that is not odd. It's grand. That's who you are. That's what's going on. And with that mastery is going to come some wisdom through that crack. some awareness. I ask my partner to put together guests who would present things in this particular program who might show you a little more of that light while you're here and bring about what's next. And they are. And now you know. I'm crying in love with humanity. And so it is.